比如，对我在听你在讲啊，在 explain 的时候，尤其你讲的那个 accept the reality，我整个人哦，对这个 acceptance 这个的 understanding，好像又 one step further 了。我
Yeah,
那是你一
because in the past you all cannot grasp, you all take the word. You think must accept, like equanimity. Oh, I don't want to stir my mind. I want to stay equanimous, like yana. Don't want to have craving. Don't want to taste good food and all. This is not the Dhamma. You have the senses for you to taste. Whether it's good or bad, it's according to your conditioning. Understand? But in the ultimate sense, when you already have the mindfulness and the awareness and the true understanding, then you know these are worldly dhamma, conditioned dhamma. Within the conditioned world, there is such thing as right and wrong, good and bad. Duality exists. But within the unconditioned, duality is a delusion. That's why since he was trapped, he was at the what they call entrance, gateway to realize the true mind. But he doesn't know how to go in. He doesn't know how to cease his mundane mind, silence everything and just let the nature surface. Because he was using the thought, the mundane mind, to cultivate. So to him, the mundane mind is the true mind. That's why he say the body is like a bodhi tree. Sen ru bodhi su. Xin ru ming jing tai. He say the mind is like a mirror on the stand. Then polish until it shine so that no dust can allow. That is the mundane mind. That is not the true mind. That's why he haven't realized the true mind. That's why he cannot penetrate. Despite his cultivation for so many years, knowing so much Dhamma. That's why he called his the gradual teaching, slowly, 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 one day enlightened. The real one, straight to the true mind, to realize the first hallmark of Hui Ning, Wu Nian, no thought. That one, no need to wait. Spontaneously, you awaken. But that is your true mind. Once you realize your true mind, you will know, like Hui Ning say, originally there was nothing. Where can the dust alight if you don't create it? There's straight away no more issue, no more problem, no need to cultivate, no need to maintain that mind that is ever mindful. But when it comes to heedfulness that the Buddha talked about, it's different. That one is ever mindful, constantly meditating during training. During training, you need to have that type of mind. Otherwise, it cannot stabilize. You cannot see all the fine, what they call the subtle craving, the fine defilement. You can't see. You need that stability of mindfulness. So initially, you train your mind until the mind stabilizes and enters sati. So that state of ever mindful is the period where you go through the training. So that one must be established for a period. Then during that time, you will see, you will understand, you will awaken, you will insight into phenomena, and everything become clear. And after that, no more delusion. Then you realize what that true mind is. Then you use it to live life. You're no longer deluded by it. That is the aspect of Dhamma that very few people understand. But they thought there is only one mind. And they go and memorize all the sutta and all the Theravada teaching, thinking that they understood the teaching, anicchang dukkhang anatta, non-self, empty nature. That one is knowledge, theory. If you don't silence your mind until the thought cease, you can never understand that nature. When you can never understand that nature, you can never understand the truth. You cannot insight into phenomena. You cannot awaken. You cannot observe everything that the enlightened people realize, you can't realize. You cannot develop the cultivation. Without the silent mind, you cannot start your cultivation. without that mind in heedfulness means ever mindful, constantly meditative, you cannot develop the understanding and the cultivation. You cannot walk the path of Dhamma to realize the truth, to insight the phenomena. So all these are very beautiful